This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy, and I'm sitting outside Newton City Hall with
Chalinaru Dones. I am one of the co-founders of Indigenous Peoples Day Newton Committee.
Dr. Darlene Flores, co-founder of Indigenous Peoples Day Newton.
Can you tell me when the story started of Indigenous Peoples Day Newton?
Darlene and I, we got together and along with other city officials, along with other Newton residents and natives, Indigenous residents, Indigenous peoples from all over to write letters, send them into the city and testimonies during the hearing. So yeah, it was definitely a fight. It wasn't easy. It's been something that's been going on for several years.
So then you're celebrating that you got this designation, and then the Boston Athletic Association announces that this is going to be the day they reschedule the marathon. And what was your reaction?
We're like, why are you having us on the same day? Some people now are going to be split on wanting to attend the Boston Marathon or participate in the Boston Marathon instead of, you know, supporting an Indigenous event, especially when the city of Newton were in the beginning saying that they could not support the two events. So they basically said, sorry, the Boston Marathon supersedes Indigenous Peoples Day. Have your event on a different day. And so that's when a call was made to say, you guys have to unite, get together a working group, you know, so they actually understand that we are united on this. And we're not just a small minority. We're not just a thing of the past.
And was there some symbolism for you? Because, I don't know, this establishment event, like storied tradition in Boston, coming in and, as you saw it, kind of bigfooting. And the original issue was colonialism.
Huge symbolism. We were getting together so that we can have a ceremonial celebration in gratitude, in mourning, to remember our ancestors.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, you know, they purposely leave us out of the history books. And it is based on a Eurocentric agenda that civilization started after the European invasion, and that's not true.
The BAA apologized and agreed to take several steps to recognize Indigenous people, including an acknowledgement that the race is run on what was once Indigenous land. For Chalinaru Dones, it's a start.
Yes, they did do a public apology, but it started with the Indigenous Peoples Day Newton Committee to get this happening so all Indigenous peoples from everywhere are acknowledged, recognized, honored, and respected.
I think that the BAA has definitely opened up and they really understand the importance of not only doing a land acknowledgement on Indigenous Peoples Day, but a land acknowledgement every single time that they run on Indigenous land, because they are running on Indigenous land. And that's huge, you know. We suggested that they have an Indigenous person on their board, so to help prevent, you know, stuff like this from happening in, you know, in the future. Could they have done more? Could they still do more? Absolutely. Absolutely.
On the subject of doing more, Flores points to the story of Ellison Brown, one of the Indigenous runners being honored by the BAA. He won the marathon twice, including in 1936, when he beat out a runner from Arlington named John Kelly. They had a storied interaction on a half-mile stretch of the race in Newton that came to be known as Heartbreak Hill.
Heartbreak Hill is not this huge hill that people are running in the marathon, and it's a huge hill. No, that's not the situation. Heartbreak Hill was named Heartbreak Hill because when Kelly was passing by Ellison Tarzan Brown here, right, in this area, he kind of like tapped him on the back like, ha, 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 you know, I'm passing you by. And I guess that just gave Tarzan, Ellison Brown, the energy to say, oh, yeah? That's not happening. And what he did is he literally ran past him and won first place. So Kelly came in second. So what did they do here in Newton? They put up a statue of the second place winner. You know, they didn't put up a statue of Ellison Brown, the first place winner. And that to me is like, really? Like, that's a smack in the face. Nobody knows what Heartbreak Hill is. Heartbreak Hill is when a white man got his his heart broken. You know, and that's a shame. And there's a lot of talk of how do we fix that, you know, the narrative. How do we make someone who won first place seen? You know, and that's huge. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we're here to do the work.
Right. Dr. Darlene Flores and Chalina Rudons are co-founders of the Indigenous Peoples Day Newton Committee.